You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 10th, and the whole week ahead. First part of the day, anything that you need to deal with at home or where you're living, property, gardens, land, whatever it is, deal with it head on, because you will be able to sort out a situation. Later on in the day, it's good for getting away from it all. Travel, whether it's a day trip or something longer, it doesn't matter. This can be good for you to get a bit of fresh air. Here's your Sunday stars. Now be a little bit careful, especially if you're traveling away or you're already on a holiday, because money might run out unless you budget yourself very, very seriously. The reason being is that the moon squares Jupiter. And because of the square to Jupiter, it means going over the top. In other words, paying through the nose. So if something seems expensive, it is expensive. Here's your Monday stars. This is a particularly good day if you're a Virgo who wants to better themselves intellectually. You see, the Moon and Pluto is all about focusing on a subject that you want to become a master or mistress of. So this is professorship stuff. This is getting yourself an ology. If there's a problem, it's other people talking you out of something you want to do. Well, don't let them. You should do it. Here's your Tuesday stars. Mercury, your ruling planet, links to Jupiter, and it is lovely. This is one of the best aspects that you can get as a Virgo. It's wisdom. It's cleverness, it's experience. And where's it going to manifest best? Well, through money and also your career. This is one of the best aspects you're going to get to forge on with finding a career that's right for you. It really leads to great expectations that can come to fruition. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now, this is a difficult aspect, mainly because there is a bone of contention between you and someone you love or someone you live with, but you're not prepared to open up and talk about it. And that is the problem. And there lies the difficulty. Because Mercury sits in your career house, which is gung-ho for becoming successful in what you do. But Neptune sits in your relationship house. And somehow, this is not compatible with the person you're with. And here's your Thursday stars. One of the most difficult aspects one can get, well, I should say it's more challenging, is the Sun opposing Saturn. Now, look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Sun in the 10th house opposing Saturn in the 4th. What this really means is, in fact, it's a little bit of an extension of yesterday's aspect. To find the love and security that you want, and to get the perfect career and profession you want, you may be both barking up the wrong tree and living in the wrong place. Is it time to move on? And here's your Friday stars. Well, Neptune is now going to start to move backwards. It sits in your house of relationships. And this can cause a great deal of difficulty in many ways, simply because it's confusion, it's self-deception, and it's escapism. In other words, if you're in a relationship, one person may want one thing and you want something completely different. The trouble is, unless you're prepared to discuss it, someone is going to end up disillusioned and even disappointed.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.